Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Friday, January 12th, 2024, 9:06 a.m. on this January morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Doing good.
Yeah.
Took a while to warm up this morning. It was one degree in Monticello overnight.
Ooh. That's cold.
That is cold.
That's more than zero, I guess, but just barely.
Just barely.
Yeah. Cold one, huh? Well, good deal. Hopefully everyone was able to stay warm overnight. And yeah, looks like may have a cold weekend. I mean, it is January, so. Well, we've got some local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock area to bring you this morning, including some news out of Height, where the National Park Service announced that the develop area at Height will be closed until further notice. That's starting January 15th. There will be a temporary closure of the developed area in Height. Height is the remote ranger district in Glen Canyon National Recreation Area, located at the top of Lake Powell, near the confluence of the Colorado and the Dirty Devil Rivers. Motorists driving the 126-mile stretch of Utah State Highway 95 between Hanksville and Blanding will need sufficient fuel and water for their travel and recreation needs. Nearest town to Height with available fuel and water, Hanksville, 51 miles away, and Blanding, 79 miles away. So make sure if you're driving between Blanding and Hanksville, you're not going to be able to stop at Height. Full services were suspended at Height after the lapse in a concession operator in 2021 due to the high cost of generating power at the remote location. All services are being suspended until further notice. It's a temporary closure until a new takeout boat ramp is constructed for Cataract Canyon, Colorado River trips, and a new Height concession contract has been awarded. So it's not really a time of year that you want to be heading to Lake Powell anyways, but yeah, you definitely maybe don't want to go to Height without being properly planned.
Yeah, Height was built as the northern end, the top of Lake Powell, but as it silted in and the lake decreased in time, that's not the top of the lake anymore. It's got these silt beds that, anyway.
Yeah, so it's...
And Height was the original crossing right there, too. That was where the ferry was, and anyway, it's kind of a loss of history, basically, to have that close, and I hope they're able to figure it out.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, in this release that their plan is to get it open up again, but it is closed right now. They have vault toilets available for public use in those camping areas, but yeah, otherwise not really any services. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. Latest out of the San Juan County Commission, where members of the San Juan County Commission appointed a new chair to the commission. Members of the commission appointed Commissioner Jamie Harvey to act as the chair for 2024, with Sylvia Stubbs appointed as vice chair for the year. Commission members also had the opportunity to review assignments to boards at their January 2nd meeting, chose to keep those same assignments as the year previous. Among highlights for different departments in the area, San Juan County Economic Development and Visitor Service Director Elaine Gisler shared that the county had received a grant to conduct an assessment of housing needs throughout the county. With a consultant on board, Gisler explained they'll be holding public meetings in late January and early February throughout the county, including meetings in Monticello, LaSalle, Blanding, Bluff, and Monument Valley, with work being done for other locations. They also received and accepted a memorandum of understanding with the International Economic Development Council to bring an Economic Recovery Corps fellowship to the county. So the agreement will bring a fellow to work as an independent contractor for 2.5 years to help with the housing assessment and then move forward to support housing in San Juan County. So that MOU was approved. Members of the commission also approved a budgeted contract to use a company to track overnight rental occupancy in the county. Looking at some other news in the area, commission approved an overnight overlay for two different properties in Spanish Valley, area. One was a 2.5-acre El Rancho development that's located off South Ranch Trail in a residential flex zone, so that's going to allow for overnight accommodations in that area. Members of the commission also approved an overnight overlay for the 45.5-acre Valley Estates development that's located off Plainsfield Drive near Ken's Lake. The Planning Commission voted positively to recommend the project with 6 voting yay and 1 voting nay. County Administrator Mac McDonald explained there was considerable discussion in the Planning Commission regarding the application for the overlay, as it's so far from highway and the commercial zone, but McDonald explained the area was flexing into the nearby recently approved Balanced Rock Resort. McDonald said, quote, "We see this as a complementary development to Balanced Rock Resort. We're working with the developer in a continuation of infrastructure, so both of them will participate in infrastructure development here." The meeting also included a public hearing for a community development block grant, as all part of the latest San Juan County Commission meeting. Well, again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings coming your way. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
It's the new year, and it's time to look to those projects you may be planning. Walker's True Value Hardware and Lumber Yard has the pieces and parts that you need for any project, big or small. Plumbing supplies for those pesky repairs, and every hardware item to put things together. Hand tools, paint, sealants, space heaters, and fans. Walker True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
For the past 16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314.
San Juan County Adult Education empowers students to gain the technical, business, or college skills necessary to enter the workforce. At San Juan County Adult Education, adult learners are given the opportunity to reach their personal, educational, and career goals. Students can earn a high school diploma, obtain a GED, increase their wage-earning potential, and decrease barriers to self-reliance. To learn more, visit any USU Learning Center in San Juan County or email Gina Grover at jgrover@sjsd.org.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Friday, January 12th, 2024, 9:16 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. There's a bunch going on this weekend. Of course, we've got a three-day weekend ahead. You know, with that, of course, it includes the Bluff International Balloon Festival, which is underway. Looking at that festival, looks like they had some weather concerns. So I don't know. It looks like it was pilots' discretion if they went up or not. So there were some balloons that went up, but I don't know if all did or not. But pretty spectacular sights over Bluff.
Yeah, it was cold this morning too. I think the wind chill was 9 below zero in Bluff at 7:30, which was the time they were set to take off. But relatively clear this morning and not as windy, so hopefully they were able to go up. They must have gone up because I've sent a few texts asking how things went and haven't heard back. So maybe it's because they're up in a basket enjoying the spectacular scenery.
Yeah, they posted at least one photo of a balloon over Twin Rocks, which is always, that's an amazing sight. So
very cool.
Yeah. Well, once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got lots of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area and throughout the region. Some news out of the Navajo Nation Council, where members of the 25th Navajo Nation Council advocated to the Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays to continue prosecuting offenders who victimized tribal members through fraudulent sober living homes in Phoenix and surrounding cities. Navajo Nation asked the Arizona Attorney General for updates and support in addressing fraudulent sober living homes that target Native Americans and allegedly scam the state out of hundreds of million dollars intended for health care benefits. So they also talked to them about the missing and murdered indigenous peoples, including indigenous women and children, issue throughout the U.S. and in Arizona. So sounds like a good meeting taking place there in Arizona. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92, looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. One suspect in the Cortez Street shooting is to be released, another being held on $25,000 bond on Wednesday. Delson Freeman, 18, and then also another person, a minor, appeared in court for their suspected involvement in September shooting near Empire and Market Streets in Cortez. The minor's turn in court took place on Wednesday in 22nd Judicial Court for a detention hearing and return filing of charges. Additional information about the case, including the information about a bond sent for Freeman, can be read in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal, also available online at the-journal.com. Well, once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Of course, as part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock listening area.
Monticello resident Mike DeRozier passed away on January 8th on Monday. Services are pending, haven't been announced yet. Services for D. Cordova, age 89, of Cortez, will be held at 10 a.m. on Saturday at St. Margaret Mary Catholic Church in Cortez. Funeral services for Michael Epperson of Moab begin at noon on Saturday at the Moab Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on Locust Lane. Viewing tonight from 6 to 8 at Spanish Valley Mortuary. Funeral services for longtime Cortez resident Arthur Dwayne Hayes will be held at 10 a.m. on Monday at Lighthouse Baptist Church. Graveside services for Inez Carter of Cortez are Friday, January 19th at 2 p.m. at the Cortez Cemetery. There'll be a memorial service for Catherine Ann Evans of Cortez at 10 a.m. on January 20th at the LDS Church on Empire Street in Cortez. She passed away in November. And services for Angeline King, age 92, of Monticello, are Saturday, January 27th at 10 a.m. at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Monticello. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got more for you coming your way. We'll send you off for a quick break, though, and be back here on Red Rock 92.7.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, reminds you it's time to clean and tune up your furnace this winter. Check out this unbelievable special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss the big Red Rock Radio Winter Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this winter with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Now is the best time to buy a new vehicle from Performance Ford of Moab during our end-of-year sales event. We have deals on every vehicle, from Mavericks to Super Duties, and thousands off F-150s. Don't let your money go to Uncle Sam. Buy new and get a business write-off. We offer a variety of financing options and rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s, 0.9% on Expeditions, and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Performance Ford of Moab. Doing deals like never before. It's that easy.
It's the after Christmas sale going on right now at Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Come check out the great deals on all kinds of items as we sell the old to make room for the new. Save big on home linens with our January white sale. Our new shipment of Tannerite will help you bring in the new year with a bang. Plus, Walker Drug offers home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Start off 2024 right at the Walker Drug after Christmas sale. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. right next to Walker's True Value.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks, like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
It's a new year, and Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez has everything you need to stock up and get organized. 27-gallon heavy-duty storage totes are just $12.99. Buy three Ace furnace air filters, get one free. Plus, check out the great deals on Ego Power snowblowers and start your home project with savings on Milwaukee and DeWalt power drills and accessories. It's all part of the Red Hot Buys all month long at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on this Friday, January 12th, 9:24 a.m.
Yes, and that song that you just heard was not the number one song in 1971. My Sweet Lord by George Harrison was. George Harrison he has this new album that he released in 71. It was the biggest selling single of the year in the UK. My Sweet Lord topped the charts worldwide. It was a huge hit, but a few weeks after it came out, he was sued for copyright infringement by the writers of that song we just heard, He's So Fine by the Chiffons. If you listen to those two songs back to back, they're very, very similar. In fact, in the 1980s, George Harrison was ordered to pay $587,000 for subconsciously plagiarizing the song. So, My Sweet Lord and He's So Fine. Both very, very similar in their chord progressions and so forth.
All right, should we listen to it then?
Yeah, let's listen to My Sweet Lord. So, yeah, they found it was very, very similar. And the chord progressions and My Sweet Lord and He's So Fine were basically the same line. So that's kind of interesting. Subconscious plagiarizing. On this day in 1966, Batman premiered on ABC. Live action half-hour show with Adam West as Batman and Burt Ward as Robin. On this day in 1969... the New York Jets defeated the Baltimore Colts 16-7 in Super Bowl III. It was the first win for a team from the old AFL and came after a brash promise by Jet quarterback Joe Namath that they were going to win. So that was kind of a seminal day. And Super Bowl on early January. Now we're way into February before we have those games. But anyway, on this day in 1971, All in the Family debuted on CBS. What day is it today? We have something for everyone. So January 12th is Stick to Your New Year's Resolutions Day, and it's also Quitter's Day. So you can just take your pick. But we're encouraging you officially as the Red Rock Morning Show to stick to your New Year's resolutions. A study found that it takes an average of 66 days for a new behavior to become automatic, so keep going. You're just getting started, but you'll be there eventually. It's also National Pharmacist Day, so hope all the pharmacists out there have a great day. Birthdays today, Jeff Bezos, founder of Amazon, is 60 years old today. He was born in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He's worth $163 billion as of this morning. Crazy. Actress Kirstie Alley and radio personality Rush Limbaugh were both born on this day in 1951. They share a birthday. He passed away in 2021, and she passed away in 2022. Boxer Smoking Joe Frazier was born on January 12th, 1944, And Ira Hayes was born on this day in 1923. Ira is a Native American from Arizona who served as a U.S. Marine and is best remembered as one of the six flag raisers on Iwo Jima during the Second World War. So that's a great day. Local birthdays today for Mackenzie Redd, Landon Davis, and David Ketron. Happy birthday to y'all. And we have a weekend birthday for Rye Nielsen tomorrow. If you want to give a birthday shout-out on the morning show, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll send you next to the on-air job fair, and then we'll get you back for the sports report. Stick with us. You're listening to the morning show on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Canyonlands Care Center, Moab Senior Care Facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way, just behind the hospital in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a few open positions, including heavy equipment operators, mechanics, a senior mine engineer, and a chief mine engineer. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments. They're also seeking a dialysis manager, a radiology ultrasound tech, and a part-time radiology department secretary slash scheduler. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. San Juan County still has a number of openings this winter, including a light equipment operator in the North District and a sheriff's deputy also in the North District. Part-time positions include a community marketing coordinator, a Bluff Senior Center aide, and a Blanding Library assistant. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomorrow role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Kick off the start of the year with us at Ute Mountain Casino. Spin your way into January with the Winter Wonder Wheel every Saturday at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m. Lucky winners will be drawn to spin the wheel for a chance to walk away with up to $2,000 in cold, hard cash. Fuel up Fridays from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. One drawn winner will win a $200 gas card. Fuel up your adventures and experience the joy of winning at Ute Mountain Casino.
Do you have pain, numbness, or tingling in your arms and hands that makes it hard to function or sleep? Precision Rehab can help. Precision Rehab is San Juan County's hand therapy clinic, where you can be treated for arthritis and elbow pain and carpal tunnel. Treatment is covered by Medicare and most insurances. Precision Rehab has clinics in Monticello and Blanding, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley. We're here to help you. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869. Or find out more at precisionrehabutah.com.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
Start the new year off with a faster internet experience from Emory Telecom. Right now, new customers get their first 4 months of residential e-fiber internet free. Unlimited data plans start at $59.95 a month, and discounts are available for qualifying households. Plus, free installation and equipment with no term contracts. Give Emory Telecom a call right now. 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab, or visit emorytelecom.com. Emory Telecom, your local advantage.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. Only one score reported from last night. The Dove Creek girls basketball team beat Nucla 52-35 in a showdown between local teams. The Lady Bulldogs are now 6-2 on the season, ranked 13th in the Colorado 1A. Nucla is 4-6, ranked 31st. Lots of high school hoops tonight. Join us live right here on Red Rock 92 and stream Utah.live as the San Juan boys welcome the North Summit Braves to Blanding for a Utah 2A Region 15 showdown. Tip set for 7 p.m. Pregame begins at 6:30. The Monument Valley boys are hosting Green River in the only matchup between local teams this weekend. The Grand County boys are hosting Duchesne. Mancos is playing Thomas McLaren School in Colorado Springs. The Montezuma Cortez boys and girls are hosting Bayfield tonight. The Dolores boys and girls are at home to face Telluride. The San Juan girls are at North Summit, and the Grand County girls are at Duchesne. On the wrestling mats tonight, it's day one of the North Sevier Invitational for San Juan in Salina, and Grand County begins the Rockwell Rumble at Utah Valley University. And the Red Devil swim team is competing in the Cedar City Invitational this weekend. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
All right, well, good morning. We welcome you back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Our thanks to Rhett Siffer getting that local sports report in, keeping us up to date on what's going on here locally. Busy weekend ahead. Let's take a look at the regional sports report now. The Phoenix Suns in Los Angeles taking on the Lakers yesterday. Phoenix getting the win 127-109, and Bradley Beal with 37 points in the win for the Suns. Taking a look into the weekend, the Utah Jazz are hosting the Toronto Raptors tonight at 7:30, and the Lakers on Saturday also at 7:30. On Monday, they'll be hosting Indiana, that one at 7. Taking a look at the Denver Nuggets, tonight they host the New Orleans Pelicans. That tips off at 8, and then Sunday they've got a 1:30 game hosting Indiana. Finally, let's take a look at the Phoenix Suns. Phoenix, again, getting that win last night. They're off until Sunday when they'll head to Portland, taking on the Trailblazers at 7. Well, that'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. We're really glad that you joined us this morning, and as always, we look forward to chatting with you. But of course, it's going to be a three-day weekend, so we hope you have a great three-day weekend. And until then, yeah, have a good time.